96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. You may have had your credit cards for years, or you may be new to the credit card game. Either way, that game is always changing. What you don't know about your credit cards can really hurt you. And tonight, we'll tell you what you don't know and what you need to know about your credit cards. My guests are Ted Daniels. He is president and CEO of the Society for Financial Education and Professional Development. And Metria Wilson, she's an expert on personal finance. Lines are open if you have a question about your credit cards, no matter what you have. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Follow me on Twitter at HFisher, WHUR, or at Daily Drum, WHUR. Ted, Metria, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah.
Ted, let me start with you. What is it that people don't know that they should know about their credit cards?
Well, one thing they don't know is that most people acquire a credit card without reading the terms and conditions.
Mm-hmm.
They just know, I just want a credit card, you know. But the terms and conditions are very important. It tells you exactly what the billing cycle is, what the grace period is, the interest rate, whether or not if you make a late payment, what the ramifications of that is. For instance, you may have a card that's being offered with an interest rate of 10.9%. But if you miss one payment, the interest rate goes to 29.9% for the life of the card, as long as you have it, you know. But you find that in the terms and conditions. You really have to read the terms and conditions, understand the nature of the transaction that you're entering into and how the card is going to function.
Mm-hmm.
Some people look at credit cards as this is easy access to acquire things. But over time, it can create a problem for you because it turns out to be a drainage on your financial resources. You can't accomplish the things you like to accomplish in life because you get to the point where you're just on a bicycle. Now, I had that experience early on when I came out of college. I didn't have any credit cards, but once I started working, I got credit cards.
CCC, credit card crazy, right?
That's right, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. But I found myself at the kitchen table, you know, writing checks every pay period. I was paying to my sisters. I said, I didn't go to school, staying up all night trying to balance those balance sheets while I was taking accounting, trying to get ready for an exam, writing papers to give my money away.
Mm-hmm.
So I immediately, you know, as soon as I got my first income tax refund plus my savings, I got rid of those cars because I just wasn't getting anywhere. So.
And I want to talk to you a little bit also about paying off debt, but something you mentioned about interest rates, and I want to ask Metria about this. We often hear those of us who, whether we are new news junkies or we are peripheral consumers of the news, we often hear, Metria, about the Federal Reserve and these and the meetings that they often have regarding raising interest rates a quarter point, a half point, or even smelling like they want to do it. What
right.
impact does that have on Joe and Jane Sixpack, who has a MasterCard or Visa?
Well, you know, thankfully, in 2009, Congress passed the Credit Card Accountability, Responsibility, and Disclosure Act. And that law went into effect in 2010. And one of the things it did, we didn't have this before, but it actually established a credit card consumer bill of rights. And so it actually took away the power of credit card companies to, you know, automatically adjust the interest rates. So under the CARD Act, which is in force right now, a credit card company has to give a consumer 45 days notice before they raise an interest rate, right?
Mm-hmm.
So before, you could actually find yourself in a position where the credit card company would automatically raise the interest rate based on some particular variable. May have been the Federal Reserve, may have been the fact that you missed a payment, right? But under this law that we've established now, the consumer has at least 45 days notice. And there are some other really important provisions about the CARD Act that I think are important for consumers to understand, millennials, anybody else, when they're thinking about credit cards. Number one is that when you think about your credit card cycle under the law right now, at the point at which you are invoiced, you have at least 21 days by law to be able to pay back that statement, so the amount that you owe. And so this is actually a good thing because it actually prevents credit card companies from trying to kind of jigger around with your payment in important ways by assessing you late fees just because you paid on the weekend or that sort of thing. So the CARD Act was designed to stop that. And it did that by saying, no, we have a flat billable cycle. We have a flat automatic grace period for consumers to be able to pay their debt. Mm-hmm. The other thing that I think it's really important that the CARD Act did is it said that, you know, when a consumer actually makes payments on their credit card and they make them within the billing cycle, that they are entitled to have that payment, even if they make more than one, actually go to the principal balance rather than the next payment period. And that's equally important because, as we all know, paying down the principal balance on a debt is far more important than servicing the monthly amount, right? So if
but how, do you, to this, how do you know that that is what's happening when you make the payment within the billing cycle, whether you make one or two or several within that billing cycle? How do you know that the payment is being applied correctly?
Well, so this is what goes back to the statement that was made earlier, right? It's really important to read your terms and conditions. As part of the CARD Act, a credit card company is actually required to tell you how the payments will be applied. And by law, if the payment is made, so if you make multiple payments during a billing cycle, that payment has to go to the principal balance and not the the next month's amount due.
Mm-hmm. 202.
So you read your terms and conditions, okay. And you understand that by statute you are entitled to certain rights, including having the payments go to the principal balance, which ultimately will make your monthly payment for the following month less because you have less principal.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about credit cards tonight. What you don't know about your credit cards can really hurt you. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call. Again, lines are open at 202-319-7810. Mika calling from Forestville. Mika, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. I was trying to find out my best interest. If I'm able to pay off a credit card I want to save a little and not spend all my money that's in the bank, or is it best that I just pay off the credit card in full and lessen?
Go right ahead, Ted. That's a fascinating question.
Yes, well, it depends on the amount of money you have set aside for emergencies or unexpected expenditures. If you haven't set aside money to handle any unexpected expenditures, you probably shouldn't use that the money you have available to completely liquidate your credit card balance. Pay it down some, but make sure you have money available because all of us for unexpected expenditures, because all of us have unexpected expenditures all the time.
And then there's the other issue. If she pays it off, you know, a lot of people are tempted to charge them right back up.
Yes, right. Yes. Yeah. And if you exhaust the money you have set aside for unexpected expenditures, if something comes up, you got to go back and charge again and carry the balance back up. Now, I want to talk a little bit more about the question you had asked earlier, Harold, mm-hmm. associated with the Federal Reserve taking action and raising interest rate. Yes, it will and eventually impact consumers as well as businesses. And they do that primarily to slow down, you know, the economy by raising rates, you know, and that's one way they control the economy. You know, you have the that's basically what is called the monetary policy.
Mm-hmm.
You have the fiscal policy being promulgated by the federal government in terms of spending and taxation.
Unless, of course, you're a big bank.
Exactly, big bank, yes.
Yeah, but, they benefit from those interest rates.
Exactly. Yeah. They'll pass it on because they borrow money, too.
Mm-hmm.
And they borrow money from the Federal Reserve, and that eventually impacts the consumer.
Okay. Mika, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Richard calling from Hyattsville. Thanks for calling, Richard. What's on your mind?
Thank you for having me being on. Thanks for the variety of shows that you have.
Well, you're quite welcome.
What about credit repair? Are there any reputable credit repair companies, or do they actually work? Can you suggest any reputable ones?
Yeah, let's talk about that even before you start, you know, suggesting credit card repair companies. Mitria, I'll let you start, and then Ted, I'll let you chime in as well. Your thoughts about that, Mitria?
Yeah, so you know what? The best credit repair that you can do is actually to negotiate directly with both your creditors as well as the credit reporting institutions. So the same things that a credit repair company can do for you, you are legally entitled to do for yourself, and that is challenge a debt if it's illegitimate, request documentation proving the legitimacy of the debt, and, you know, if the debt is not legitimate, challenge that. Now, it has certainly been true that credit reporting organizations have faced a number of lawsuits because they have not always done what they were supposed to do, which is they have not required creditors to show much evidence of proving the validity of the debt. But thank goodness we have the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which was established as part of Dodd-Frank, and they are holding credit reporting institutions accountable in a way that, quite frankly, we never saw before the creation of the CFPB. And I'm not suggesting that for one second that that is perfect, but I think it is a step in the right direction. I would be really hesitant, and I don't know if my colleague would say the same thing, but I would be really hesitant to suggest somebody go out to a credit repair organization because, like I said, legally, you as an individual can do the same exact thing that a credit repair organization can do on your behalf, and you don't have to pay anybody.
Before I let you chime in, I've got to take a break, but I do want to thank Richard for that phone call, and I'll let you chime in on the other side. If you are on the line, please stay with us. Chico from Silver Spring, we're going to talk to you. Also, Kia calling from D.C., we're going to speak with you as well. Lines are still open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about your credit cards. What you don't know about them can really hurt you, and we're going to tell you what you don't know and what you need to know about those credit cards. So give us a call if you have a question or a comment. And please stay on the line. You will be able to hear the program. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a